Dukes and Bell live with our man Flo. That is Leonard Floyd. Guys, welcome back to the crib, man. Welcome back home. How's it feel?
It feels great to be back home, man. It's hot, which is expected in Georgia, but I love it. I love it.
South Georgia boy, for those who don't know about Leonard Floyd, who played his college ball in Georgia. Anything different about this camp than your other camps around the NFL as far as energy, coaches' message, anything else?
The energy. I feel the energy a lot from offense and from defense. There's a lot of young guys, and I can tell we hungry, and I can tell we got somewhere to go. And every day we're coming out on a mission. We're practicing hard and trying to get ready for game one.
Yeah, speaking of the young guys, man, I was talking about this, Flo, with our audience about having a veteran presence like yourself. You know, James Pierce, obviously, you know, Walker, all these guys trying to learn and pick up stuff from you. But you've been there. You know what that's like. What's it like now being in the other role of you're the teacher?
It's kind of different, man, because I never expected myself to be in this role. But I'm embracing it. I love my young guys. They come out and work hard every day. It's about showing them how to be a pro, teaching them how to be a pro.
Carl, basically saying Leonard Floyd is an OG with us here on Dukes and Bell today. Anyway, what was the reason you signed here? You had options, man. What made you want Atlanta?
Ooh, Atlanta. It's home. It's the red, black, and the white. It reminds me of my time at Georgia. And if you got the opportunity to play for your home state, you might as well do it, and I took it.
So as we talk about this defense, how much different is it from what you were doing in L.A. and the nuances of it and what Jeff Ulbrich's asking you guys to do?
The difference is the expectation. The expectation was a little higher in L.A., and I feel like here we on our way up. It's like we getting slept on, so it's on us to wake the city up this year.
And you work with Raheem Morris with the Rams. So what do you like about Coach?
Oh, I love Raheem. He's a coach. He's a coach's coach, and he's a player's player. You know what I'm saying? Like he's the overall cool guy, and he knows how to show up and put in that work, but also have fun.
I spoke with Dez. As a matter of fact, he's coming on the show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about guys he's trained. We're talking about the trainer for Flo and some other guys in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He was just talking about how you love pass rush, man, and you love to get after it. And talk about like that aspect of it, because the work you put in the offseason really does pay off. And I don't know if most people realize how much goes into that.
Oh, a lot goes in it. I've been working with Dez since I left Chicago, and I've been getting 9-10 sacks every year since I've been working with him. So I make sure I work with him every year. I stay in that gym with him, putting in my work, and then I come out here and build my calluses and get used to rushing against, bigger guys. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about now, getting used to rushing against linemen now.
He said the young guys have a hard time keeping up with you, though, in those workouts.
Oh, they don't. They don't. I'm an old man.
Come on now.
I'll be moving. I'm an old man, but I make them keep up. Now I make them keep up for sure.
Carl, I asked you about taking that role as a mentor. Was that even brought up when they brought you? Or did your job is get the quarterback and even teach the young guys something? That's a bonus.
Kind of a bonus. I didn't expect it, but I'm embracing it every day, and I'm taking it on strong so we can help each other win rushes and win games.
And what's like your workload going to be, man? How much can we expect to see out there?
Depends.
Come on, Flo.
If I'm hot, you'll see me out there a lot, but yeah, I plan on being hot early. It's about putting in my work and just showing up game one.
Leonard Floyd joining us here on Dukes and Bell, guys. Training camp continues. What's your favorite pass move, man? What do you go? What's the go-to? It's third and long. What am I gonna see?
Sack. I ain't gonna give you the move because these linemen be listening.
Oh, they be listening.
Yeah, they be listening.
They be cheating.
Yeah, they be cheating. I ain't gonna give away the sauce, but sack. Sack.
Okay. So power, all that stuff.
Sack, man.
Okay.
Sack.
All right. I tried, Mike.
Leonard Floyd, a Georgia boy. Jalen Walker's a Georgia boy. Pierce from Tennessee. What do you think of Pierce, by the way? First impressions of James Pierce Jr.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it. MF-er. You know what I'm saying? he's a cocky summer. And I love it. I love that about him. And he makes me go that much harder just seeing him go out and show out and be himself. That makes me go harder.
Flo, is he a blank starter?
Is he a blank starter?
Yeah, like is he out there like letting talking a little noise? Is he that guy?
Yeah, he one of them. He one of them. He one of them scrappy guys, and you need those guys on your D line. That brings energy to the D line, having a scrappy guy there, and I love it. I love it.
What about Michael Penix, man? And your thoughts? Obviously, the excitement, you saw it over the weekend. Falcon fans excited about that. What's your impression, and what do you see every day out of the quarterback?
He a smooth criminal, man. He's smooth as silk. And he'll talk some too now. He will now. Don't let him fool you. He will talk a little bit.
He gets after, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll talk a little bit too now. I like that.
Leonard Floyd's a Super Bowl winner. What do you see about this team? I know you said on the way up. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you think any goals in your mind about this team? Playoffs? We haven't been to playoffs in a long time here, man.
The goal is to start the season off hot. We got, four games before our bye week? Start off hot, those four games, and let that carry us on for the rest of the season.
Man, we're excited to have you back in the A. Mm-hmm. Glad you're back home, man, and wish you nothing but the best.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate y'all.
Good dude, man. We were excited about the pick because he's a consummate pro, as you said in the conversation, Carl. He's good for 8 or 9 sacks every year.
He is.
Guy's still carved out of wood. He's in great shape. I mean, he looks like he's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, I think you guys are surprised that he said our quarterback is not afraid to talk ish. And I will simply say in a good way, like this is the stuff that we've been telling you about his confidence level. Look, guys have fun with their teammates, but I also think that there's not going to be a team in this division, Carolina or the Saints or anybody, that may be trying to get in Michael Penix's head without him responding and saying something back to them. You know, Mike, you can do that when you're confident in your abilities. So I love it. I mean, like, listen, I said this. It's one thing to have confidence on defense. It's one thing to have a nasty offensive line. It's another thing to have great edge rushes. But your quarterback's out here talking ish, too?
Well, that's why, you know.
That's great.
It's so funny all the years that, you know, like Mike Vick was a fan favorite, and we get it. And Matt Ryan came into a tough situation. But it was so funny what year it was when Matt goes, now get off my effing field against Carolina. And people were like, oh, my God. You know, it's almost like Leave It to Beaver. And the kid came home and dropped an MF or something at the dinner table. People like, did Matt Ryan just say that? And like, and then subsequently, I think it was, 16 or 17, get blanking set.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, yes, you don't get to be an NFL quarterback by being a wallflower, okay? You got to have attitude and edge and confidence and be that alpha male and every other cliche about guys that perform at the top level. So, yeah, that's what Penix brings to the table. We saw him today as he was walking by. So I was like, what's up, superstar? He's like, what's up, man? You know, he's funny. He's loose.
Yes.
The guys are playing off. It's a completely different vibe from Kirk Cousins, but it's his vibe.
It is his vibe. You also heard him say he loves that cocky SOB James Pierce.
James Pierce Jr. is a you know what we can call him? I'll start this right now, and we'll come up with other nicknames between now and the season. He's a fire starter. I mean, he is that dude. He's just getting people fired up, and he's got energy. And now, you know, when we talked about it, see, I'll go back to the draft. With all due respect to Terry and Raheem, they didn't really explain it. They just said the standard stuff. Well, you know, we met with him. We really like this young man. They didn't say there's some intangibles and there's some things about this. Maybe they couldn't quantify it, but I understand what they saw. You know,
fair.
If they couldn't explain it, you know, after the draft, I get it now.
Well, everybody kept saying turn the tape on, right? Sometimes that doesn't lie in regards to what you think of a guy as a person in these impersonal, you know, these in-person meetings.
Right.
Sometimes a tape, man, it just tells you everything you need to know. Remember, he led the SEC in pressures last year, and he was a producer. So I'm with you, Mike. Like, this looks, and I keep saying this because I got to wait till the season starts, but it's trending, man, in the right direction. And you got a veteran guy like Leonard Floyd saying, oh, I love the kid. I love this cocky blankety blank. That's what I want to hear. 404-726 0929. Say that again, Big O. I apologize. What'd you say? Oh, okay. Well, let's hear it. Raheem talking about James Pierce today. This is something we have not heard. Raheem spoke to the media today as we're talking about this conversation. Let's hear Raheem.
You know, it wasn't just even a part of practice. It wasn't just even a part of the people that are in the building. It was part of our draft. You know, we wanted to add a little edge to our football team. We wanted to add a little edge to our rush. You know, all the really great football players around that I've been around, they got edge. You know, they got a little bit of edge when you talk about rushing the passing. You talk about some of these great passers that we talk about, whether it's Aaron Donald, whether you're talking about Vaughn Miller, whether you're talking about Warren Sapp, whether you're talking about Simeon Rice, any of these guys that rush the passer, they got a little bit of edge. And part of our whole draft, part of our whole philosophy, part of our practice, part of us becoming a team that we want to be and going out and actually doing some of these things is acquiring players with some natural edge. So that's definitely a part of it. That's definitely a part of what we want. It's definitely a part of who we are. And it's no different even with our offensive line. You got speed off the ball versus, you know, running through dark rooms, and there's going to be some violence, and there's going to be a certain amount of physicality that's required to be a part of this football team.
I love it. I mean, Mike, the players he talked about, he coached a bunch of those guys. I think he coached all of them, to be honest with you.
Right. But Simeon Rice going back to his time in Tampa Bay.
Yeah. The guys he mentioned were special. And you can have all the talent in the world, but in the NFL, if you don't have that other side, you're just another good player. And that's the difference between guys who get to go into the hall, Mike, or become elite guys, and guys that are just around for 10 years and they're really good players. Got to have that other side. So we had – how long have I been saying, Atlanta? Yeah. We don't have enough killers on right. this team.
And we've tried, and we've misfired. You know, we've had guys we thought were going to be the edge, and they were just nothing but headaches. Rashid Hageman,
yep.
Tack McKinley, just unfortunately. You know, and last year with Matthew Judon, we thought we were getting that guy. Judon was washed.
He was washed.
You know, it just is what it is.
Coming up, yeah, man, no man, we're live at Hooters, guys, hanging out, Mall of Georgia location. It's Dukes and Bell. Come through. Monique and her sister came through. They said hello. We love them. Also,
Monique's going to take my tickets for a Lions game.
Oh, for the preseason
game. Yeah, her and her, she's going to take her sister. Man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome. Thank you guys for coming through. Blake and Katie came through. We want to see more of you guys. There's a bunch of guys sitting at the bar. We're not even hollering at yet, but we're going to get to all of those guys. Come through and see us, man.
Yeah, Little man, no Cam man. Just walked in.
Well, I want to talk about him. Yeah, man, no man's coming up.